up, you guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with Kardashians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are talking classic cars and vintage eggs and the Who is Cornelius. Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV, your recap go-to place. We are here, just Justine and I tonight.
I know, we just got me and Dakota T. Jones.
But you know what? We are here, we are in the house, and we are representing for the panel. Tonight was a really fun episode, and I'm glad that we could make it in. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, and on Twitter at Let's Face It 33.
And what is up, guys? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and Snapchat under Crazy Kota, K-O-T-A. So yeah, guys, we're going to be talking about this episode. It was very funny, very lighthearted, and I love how they're kind of spicing things up and making it more interesting. Like, they're not just sitting around talking. Like, they're doing outrageous things. They're funny. Some of it's staged, but we don't care because it's incredible.
I know, some of it is, like, too staged, though. I'm like, come on.
But it's amazing. It's everything I want. I love it.
I love, my favorite is them doing the duo. The duo, God, I can't talk today. The duo interviews. Like, yes. I really like those. I like that they're doing both of them. Remember, because they did them in the beginning.
Yeah, they used to. I think, did they used to?
A long time ago.
I feel like it's always been single interviews.
Really?
Yeah, but they started doing these double interviews, and someone commented about it, and Courtney's like, yeah, these are going to be from now on, and I love that.
Because I wonder why it's so, like, why do we love it? Like, it's not that big a deal, well, but I love it.
I think it's a big deal because, like, we're used to being like, I'm so upset, blah, blah, blah. Now we're like, oh, they kind of banter back and forth, and it's like they're recapping themselves, and it's they're, like, talking it
and
out.
And it's more real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. But okay, so this royal family is requesting Kris Jenner's eggs. They think that she'd be a great addition to the family, as well as, like, as far as her DNA is amazing, and we just really want your egg for our royal family, and it would just be this amazing thing. And that's totally something I can see the Kardashian family doing. And I think it's so, like, Kris really went all out and, like, really went to figure this out to see if she was able to give an egg. But it was too dangerous because, you know, her eggs are older. Like the title of the episode, vintage eggs. Like, she can't just be giving her eggs away. Like, it's dangerous not only for her, but, like, the eggs are older. And I feel like when people get older, sometimes there can be complications with the baby and the pregnancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think this really happened?
I don't know. I think that it probably did happen. If it was, like, a joke or not, I'm not sure. But she, like, really went the full extra mile to, like, check it out and, like, talk to her friend about it. But
I think they definitely were like, we got to, you know, let's milk this. If this really did happen, let's milk it and make it seem like you're really interested. But the sick part is I could see Kris actually being interested. Like, let me see if I could still carry a baby. Like, just curious.
I wonder how much they would give her. Like, how much money?
$1 million?
I don't know. But then Kris, of course, is going to want to, like, be a part of that baby's life, probably.
Yeah, it's
weird.
I don't know.
But I think it was really funny. And like, you know how many crazy things that's happened in this family? Like, this is not that weird.
That's,
like,
what I'm saying. That's what's so funny is something that's so, people would think is weird. We're all like, no. There's been more weird situations.
Right. And she, like, goes to her doctor to try to figure this out, if she can do it or not. She finds out that she is not able to do that, but she is able to carry a baby if, you know, the egg was implanted inside of her. So she was saying to Kim, because she knows Kim can't have another baby, I will take your egg and put it inside me, and I will hold your baby.
And the best was Courtney. She was like, what did she say
exactly? She said, I have already offered, so I'm not, like, you're the first to ask.
Don't ask like you're the first, Mother Teresa. Like, you know, she has that voice, and it's just like, she's just so bland that it's so funny.
I thought that was so funny, and I was so like, oh my gosh. Just the fact that Kris would do that is really sweet. But at the same time, you know how, like, once you have so many babies, like, it's very unhealthy for yourself? Like, like, once you have so many babies, each time there's more and more of a risk for something bad to happen to you. You know what I mean?
Which is so funny that some people, not funny at all, but some people really have a hard time even carrying one. And I know someone that has 15 brothers and sisters.
No way.
Well, 9 sisters and 5 brothers. And I'm like,
how?
His mom was pregnant for, like, literally 20 years. And I'm like, some people have a really, really hard time. You know, it's just really crazy, like, how people's bodies can handle that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really crazy to me. So, just
that's
a little
insane
side story, because just made me think of that.
Wow. I know someone who's had, like, 8 children, but not 15.
That's, like, That's insane.
Like, literally your whole life you'd be pregnant. Like, you wouldn't even have time to just be alone. Like, you're always having someone inside of you. Like,
I guess that everybody's teach his own. Like, maybe they like it, but I could never do that. That would be just way too much. And I feel like...
That's hard on your body.
I would constantly... But, I mean, a good thing is, this is going to sound so horrible, but I'm like, I guess a good thing is, like, you know, you don't have to... kind of eat whatever I want and just kind of do, which is not true, because when you are pregnant you should eat healthy, but I wouldn't be like, oh my god, what do I look like in the mirror today? Like, it's like, oh, it's like natural to have a bump, but I feel like then, like, when you're done, you're probably like, whoa, like, look at me. Feel so skinny.
Yeah. That's really crazy though, because when you think about it, if someone has this many babies, obviously they're conceiving them regularly, but like, they're constantly having to watch their health, and not only that, but like, they're able to eat more, but like, at the same time, it's kind of sketchy. Like, your body can only take so much, and so for that person to live through 15 pregnancies, that is a lot.
Yeah,
because some people after like three babies, sometimes even two, but two or three babies, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you've got to stop, otherwise the next time you may not make it. Yeah, like him. Or people who just like their insides, they just cannot take it anymore, you know?
Yeah, because that's
it's insane.
I don't know. I thought that was really nice of her saying that to Kim, but I love how, I'm not saying she wouldn't do it for Courtney and Khloé. I'm not saying that. But she's just like, if you need help, Kim, you know, I'm here. Like, she's just, her and Kim have this, like, this bond. That's why I was saying earlier, when Courtney and Khloé, Jesus, there's so many K's. I'm like, okay, Courtney and Khloé, I love that they have their little bond, and it's Chris and Kim. And, like, not saying they all aren't close, but I just love the difference in the bonds.
Yes. I know, it's crazy, but Kim is, like, the favorite for Chris.
Like, favorite. And then that's why I love Courtney and Khloé, because Courtney and Khloé, they're like, yeah,
we know.
Kim is my mom's favorite. Because, like, Courtney doesn't care. Like, she's like, I don't care. Like,
I mean, because I think that Kim also really, really tries to maybe be with Chris as well. Like, they have, like, a really good bond. But I think Khloé tries a lot, too.
Like, I'd be jealous. I'd be like, wait, no. I don't want you to be close. I want to be close to mom. Like, it's just... But Courtney just doesn't
care.
She's
like, I don't care. I've got my own three kids. Like, I don't have to worry about... Yeah.
And Chloe's just, like, doing her own thing. Right? So.
I know. And by the way, we do see you guys in the live chat. Kenneth Sullivan says, keeping up the Kardashians tonight was all the time the best. Funny, pushing car, no gas. Yeah. And, like, thank you, AfterBuzz TV. You're welcome. We love you so much. Thank you for watching. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's Kenneth, K-N-N-E-T-H. Thank you. Kenneth. I totally, totally agree with you, though. The whole Palm Springs fiasco, pushing the car, that was incredible.
I was in Palm Springs once.
Did you stop by to see the dinosaurs?
No, wait, so when I was watching it and they're talking about the dinosaurs, I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
you haven't seen it?
No, I only went once though, so maybe I was sleeping. I don't know, but I did not see dinosaurs.
It looked like one of them. You could go inside of it, like through the side or something. That would have been cool. But yeah, like, they finally got to stop, and it was really cute how they dug up those home videos of them passing by the dinosaurs. And
I know, and it's so hard. Like, my mom is in the process of downloading home videos. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I don't know how they find these. Like, I understand they have people to look for them, but, like, out of so many home videos, they're like, okay, we're going to find the ones of them talking about the dinosaurs. And it's like, they have to go through a lot of footage to probably find those.
I know.
So, the whole time I was like, wow, I give them props. Like, that's what I was thinking of.
I was like, dang, they really went back in the vaults and, like, figured this out, found it. Yeah. That probably takes a team of people to find those videos.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, especially that specific one.
Right.
You know, for the theme of the show, so...
I love that, and I think it was so cool because we got to see some flashbacks a lot. So I like they're kind of changing it up with this new season. We get more flashbacks, we get more, you know, two people talking at the same time for the confessions or whatever, you know. And I just feel like it's a lot more intimate, and they're becoming a little bit more carefree and funny, and they're not so serious. Like, they seem like they're really living life.
Do you know who I see? I think Courtney has opened up the most.
Yeah.
Courtney has...
And Kim, too, she kind of has started to get a little bit more...
Kim, yes, but Kim has always been very open about putting herself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And especially Courtney, I think, did we talk about it last week? Like, she did that, you know, in the other episode, she did the nude photo shoot. Yeah. And, like, she just posted it, and she kind of was, like, off the radar for a little, like, super into her kids, which she still is. But now she's... kind of taking more racier pictures and dressing up, and like, I don't know, I just feel like Kim has always lived in that limelight, and Courtney's like kind of getting into it, which is funny. It's like, she's getting older, she's like trying to get into it more.
That's true. I totally agree.
So I like seeing them Chloe's always been super, like, open, funny, crazy.
Chloe is amazing. She's stayed the same. Like, she's still the same person, I feel like. I love that. I think they all are, but I think Chloe is the most, like, out there and, like, super, just, like, she doesn't care what people think of her. She says what she thinks. But whenever the whole car broke down thing, I love that. I thought it was hilarious. I guess they flooded the engine. But the funny thing was, is they weren't alone. They still had the camera crew. They had, you could see in some of the shots, they had cars in front of them and cars behind them. They had their hazards. So, like, they had, like,
it was like an entourage
following them, because we know now there's no being alone anymore. Like, they've got to have security 24/7.
It's almost like the president when they have the car and then they have, like, all the people, or it's a motorcade, I think that's what it's called.
It makes sense.
Like, that's how it is. But I knew that it wasn't, like, at first I saw someone pull up and open the car. I was like, oh my God, is that, like, you don't know who it is. It could be a fan that saw them and, like, pulls over. But you knew it wasn't anything. Like, it wasn't someone that was a stranger that they had to do with, like, security. Because they don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I saw them in the mirror and then nothing. They acted like nobody was there.
It's hard because you have this whole entourage and then everyone's getting out of their car to see if you're okay. And then, of course, people are going to be in the camera shots. You know, it's like you can't really not be in the shot whenever you got that many people around you.
It's almost like the thing is, though, it's almost like they're not actors. They're not, but how do you get really into that scene? Like, oh my God, the car's breaking down. Oh my God, like, without a little acting, because there's people all around
you. Right,
you
couldn't just be like, hey, like, can you help us out? Like,
like, there's no way that they were, like, scared or like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, there's no way. So it's like, you wonder, I guess maybe after all these years, it's like, play into it and they just kind of maybe get into a little acting.
I guess so. Or maybe a little bit, but I think, honestly, sometimes, I mean, they're so used to them around. I think they just live their lives and they know that these people are not going to really, unless they're not, like, harm's way. Like, if someone's about to rob them, of course they'll stop them. But they kind of let things happen to an extent, and unless it gets too, too dangerous.
Yeah.
So that way they can film it. Because otherwise, everything would be boring and it would just be like, oh, their security just jumped out and helped start the car.
Yep.
We wouldn't have had that whole storyline. So it's really cool how they let them figure things out on their own sometimes, because it's a lot more awesome for us to watch as an audience and be like, oh wow, okay, they're having these problems.
Yeah.
Because they are having those problems, but they have a little bit more safety around them. But it was kind of scary because any car could swerve and hit them while they were, like, pushing the car. So it was a little dangerous, but I thought it was really, really fun. And they just seemed to have such a great time. They went to, you know, they were playing, like, Heads Up or whatever, the Ellen game.
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
She's like, the guy you dated. And Kim's like, oh, you know. And it was
I forget, who was it? But
I don't remember. I don't remember who it was.
The guy you dated.
And she was like, you went to the movie theater with him on a date. And she's like, so-and-so. And then, like,
It's so funny. Yeah, I forget exactly what she said, but that was funny.
Because when you're, like, playing Heads Up, you're just like, oh, you know that guy in that one movie? It's never personal. She's like, oh, yeah, the guy that you dated. And it's like, what?
That is so funny, yeah, because it's always like, yeah, the movie that you love.
Yeah.
Or the movie that you're obsessed with. Not like, oh, you dated him.
Yeah.
Like, that's
the Heads
crazy.
Up I want to play.
Yeah, you're right?
Like, your ex-girlfriend. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
seriously, that's like, all right.
That,
you feel cool. I dated this person.
That was fun. And, like, they're taking all these photos and they're having such a great time. It seemed like they were bonding so much more than they did on their trip last week.
Yeah. God, they take so many trips, these people.
They do,
like, I forgot. I was like, wait, which trip?
Because they went somewhere else and then Costa Rica, right?
Yeah.
And then now they're somewhere else. I don't know. Palm Springs. What? They're having a bunch of vacations.
I like that it was like just the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that.
And they went to Nana and Papa's house, their old grandparents' house.
So that's what I was confused. So is it their dad's parents?
Because I want to say so, yes.
Because MJ is Chris's mom.
Right.
So
it's Robert Kardashian's parents.
That's what I was going to say. And that's what I thought was so funny. They almost knock, like, hey, we're here. We used to live here. Could we come in? And, like, sure. It's like, you have to have, like,
legal information.
Legal rights, and you have to be able to, like, to light a set. It's not just, like, people that don't really understand, like, what goes on with reality is, like, they think you just, like, oh, you just take a camera and walk in, but it's, like, you actually need to, like, light the living room, light this, wherever they go, they need to set it up. So it was probably all set up before they knocked.
Because not only that, but the guy didn't even, like, look around the corner at the camera. Like, if someone was coming into my house, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's cameras. You know, you would see it. You wouldn't, like, ignore the camera. Like, he knew.
Yeah.
But it was really cool, and they dug up some of those old home videos.
Yeah, I'm surprised, though, that he, I don't know, like, That was gonna make no sense. I was gonna be like, I'm surprised that he wanted to be on camera, but I was like, I don't know this guy at all, so why am I even? Because I was like, he seems like really like down to earth to himself, and I was like, that
I think probably
made no sense because who knows? I don't know this guy.
I mean, who would not want to meet the Kardashians? I don't care who you are. If these people, if you're known for living in the old Kardashian house, of course you're gonna want to meet them and be like, oh yeah, that's me. I'm the one who owns a house. Like, it just is exciting for him, probably. So whether or not he like follows the Kardashians or really knows who they are, he probably is more familiar with Robert Kardashian and his involvement with the O.J. Simpson case and everything like that.
To meet his kids. Like, it's like almost like we would meet someone like, oh, they're a part of the Kardashians. But for him, it's like, oh, Robert Kardashian's kids.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like just the age difference. You're right. I didn't even think of it like that.
Because it's like, what if I moved into like... I'm trying to think, see if this will make sense. Like, what if I, like...
I know, that's what I'm like...
I know. What if I moved into, like, the old Kardashian house, and then, like, Mason and Penelope, they, like, showed up, and they're like, I want to see our old house, you know?
Oh,
like,
that you know makes what I mean? Sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then I'd be like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, I love the Kardashians back in the day. Like, come on in. Like
it wouldn't even be about, oh, I'm meeting Penelope and Mason. I'm meeting Courtney's kids. Yeah, I feel like
that's probably what he thought. Because he's an older guy. Sense. You know, he's probably more familiar with Robert Kardashian. But they had a lot of fun, and I love how, like,
Never know. People have their guilty pleasures. He could love watching their show.
Who knows? I mean... I'm pretty addicted, so...
You never know.
You never know. But I love how they were talking about they were going to steal the fruit or whatever from outside, like the grapefruit.
Oh,
they ended up asking, which was nice. But I thought it was fun, and I thought seeing them kind of go back to places that they used to be and seeing little video clips from them from the past and seeing where they're at now, it is fun, and it's reminiscent, and I thought it was really, really cool. And then the other topic that we have to discuss is Rob kind of meeting up with this life coach named Jamal, right?
Jamal.
I think it was Jamal. And they had a lot of fun kind of like hanging out. And he really showed Rob, look, like these are all the things and this is the vehicle to paradise. These are all the things that were getting you there. None of those are a part of it anymore. And you're dehydrated, you're delusional, which makes you thirsty.
I know. Like I was the way he was talking all about that.
It made sense.
I just don't understand what the difference between a therapist and a life coach are. And this is not me being like I'm not. Making fun or like belittling if anybody out there really like I just don't know I haven't researched it so I'm just I just found out about it today so like I haven't asked like you know what I mean like I'm not trying to like, put down anyone's job I don't understand the difference
you know one of my close friends and co-host for Baby Daddy After Show James Lott Jr. he is a life coach so I should ask him and be like yo what are the differences because I know that like from what I can think of they're pretty similar but like I need to ask him what the main differences are. I think life coaches may be a little bit more involved.
That's what
like
I was going
to
say.
A therapist is more like come to your office every once
in
a while. Sit down.
Talk.
Life coach is more involved in your life and gives you the right steps and is there with you multiple times a week maybe.
Yeah.
And is more hands-on rather than this is what you need to do. This, you know, this is what you need to do.
That
and this
sense.
Guy's more like, yo, we're going to do this. You need to clean. I know, like, James, he, like, has to clean people's closets out and help them reorganize.
Exactly.
And get their life back on track. So it's very more, I think it's more hands-on.
Yeah, so instead of just going and sitting down, I guess, like you said, he was there when Rob was working out, right?
Yes.
So when he's working out and just, because a therapist wouldn't go to you with your workouts.
Right.
They wouldn't go and help you if you were like, oh, I need something with my diet, whatever. I think he just helps with not just, oh, I need to talk about something every week. It's almost like, anything in your life that you need help with, like, he's there. So, actually, I feel like a life coach, they gotta know everything about everything. So, props.
I know. And it's a lot more dedicated and more hands-on. So, I think that's really, really awesome that people can do that. And I think
that's so cool.
I think this might be exactly what Rob needs. Because he's always heard people say, you need to do this, or well, let's sit down and have a therapy session. But he doesn't have anyone who's, like, a friend who's there with him while these things are happening. And Gunner, you know, Chloe's trainer, was there and helped him out, you know, was working him out and everything. I actually met Gunner like a month ago at Chloe's Revenge Body cast party or whatever.
How did you get to that?
Because I'm a host for the Revenge Body After Show.
Yeah.
And so I'm friends with some of the people from the show, like the contestants.
Yeah.
So I got invited from one of them, Stephanie Perez, love you so much, and she invited us, and so we got to go and like see all the trainers, and I saw Gunner, and we talked to him for a little bit.
Oh, was Chloe there?
Chloe did not show up, but she sent like a little video message, and so they were all kind of not upset, but they were sad because they thought she was showing up, but she ended up sending a video message. But a lot of the other trainers and like celebrity trainers and nutritionists and the cast was there, so it was really, really cool. But
did I was gonna say something about the life coach. Forget. It was something about what we were just talking about, but I just got so involved. I'm like, wait, what? Like, yes. You met them? Like, what did you do?
But I know, like, he was super nice, but I think it's really inspiring that people are there to help you, you know, further your life and really inspirational, because they have to deal with these people's baggages as well, because yeah. they're having to deal with people's problems and be like, you need to work this out, you're okay. And the fact that they're able to take all of that and use it for good and be able to kind of see the baggage, but like say, yeah, I'm going to help you with this. You know, I've got problems of my own, but I'm still going to help you with your problems. Mm-hmm. That's really inspiring. And I personally don't think I could do it, because I've just got so much going on in my own mind. But yeah. people who are so selfless to give to others like that,
well, I think amazing. I like what I like too is that sometimes if you go to a therapist, it's like you sometimes feel bad about yourself. Not everyone does, but I could see Rob in the way that he is. He's probably like, oh, I have to go to a therapist every week. It could probably make him feel bad about himself that he yeah. needs help. But a life coach is almost like, yeah, you have a friend that wants to help you out, whatever. But I've done therapy like throughout my life. It doesn't make me feel bad about myself, but some people it does.
Some people it does. Yeah, they don't like people. They don't like sitting in a chair and having someone like ask them questions and yeah. tell them what to do. And some people do, and I think that's amazing. Like, therapists are awesome.
Yeah.
But some people are not comfortable, just like some people are comfortable. And some people might not be comfortable with life coach. But
yeah.
I love how
it's all up to
the person. Everyone's so different.
You know, like, I feel like it's totally not true, but I feel like I'm like, only celebrities can have life coaches, because like, who's going to dedicate all their time to, like, me? Like, who's going to be like, oh, hey, by the way, like, you know, I want to go work out. Oh, I'll come with you. I got to go to the store.
It's the money. I know. You have to get paid. You have to get paid a lot.
Because there's no way, like, someone would willingly be like,
yes, unless it was the Kardashians. And then, if it were me and they said, look, we can't pay you, but, like, you can hang out with us all the time. Heck to the yeah. Like, I'll be there wherever you want. I'll help you pick out your groceries.
How do you have a life coach? Like, I'm just curious now. Now I'm like, oh, I want a life coach.
I know.
I don't think I have money for it, but
I don't know, James Lott Jr. We can hook you up, and you can get one. I'm intrigued. I think it's really cool. A few other things I wanted to mention that happened in the episode. Kim said she was sleeping with her spray tan, and I guess Saint peed on her in the middle of the night. So then she couldn't wash off the pee, because then if she washed off the pee, she'd wash off the spray tan. Ew. So she just had to lay there and pee and spray tan.
But like that, wouldn't you think that would pee would harden into the spray tan a little, so it like it would be like flaky, or I feel like it would run perfect.
It would run off. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I can't see it like being like, oh, gotta leave it. It's gonna dry perfect. I feel like it would leave a mark anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, she wouldn't have to necessarily take a shower. She could have just like put her leg up and like sprayed her leg off and just like redone that patch. But I don't know.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know how that works. And then the whole Cornelius thing and Rob's.
I was really confused. I think they should have went into that a little bit more in the background, because the whole time I was like, wait, so is this an imaginary friend from when he's little?
It was.
But, like, they were talking about it, like, he still talks to him, and, like, he believes he's really there. So, like, I was just so confused.
I think it was more of a joke, and it was more of, like, a... like, she felt alone because Kim and Courtney weren't paying attention to her. She's like, Cornelius is going to help me, and, like... when she called Rob was just kind of playing along. It was like an old childhood friend, but, like, you know, I think she was just yeah. really milking it. And, like, the whole thing whenever, like, the camera panned over and it said Cornelius at the bottom.
I know. I loved that.
It was incredible.
That was so great.
I just thought it was great. But anyway, let's get into some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV news. Well, you guys, this week I don't have a ton of news and gossip, because let's be honest, it's kind of been a little quiet for a little while. Yeah. But we do have Miss Kourtney Kardashian and her new man. I do not know how to say his name, but Yeons Bin-Jima. They're showing PDA at Cannes.
Is that the model?
Cannes. Cannes,
C-A-N-N-E-S.
Yes, and I think
he looks really, like, wait, the model that's, like, 23? He yeah. looks, well, I guess you can't really see his face here, but he looks a lot older. Maybe it's, like, he's taller than I thought and bigger. Like, I pictured him really small.
He's very small.
He doesn't look like it.
Well, he's not small, but he's very, like, young. When yeah, I think I meant, small, like, I think young. But he looks taller than her,
at least. That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks, like, bigger.
But I don't remember how old he is, but he's very young. And so it's kind of funny, because Scott has been seen going out with very young women, like, 19 years old, like, barely legal.
Oh, my God.
And this guy, you know, Courtney's 30-something, and this guy's 20-something. And so it's so funny, because...
10 years.
Literally 10 years.
A little more.
Yeah, so it's so funny, because I just want to go up to the kids and be like, hey... your parents are dating people who are, like, 10 years older than you. Like,
it's weird.
That's weird. Especially Scott was actually seen out recently with Bella Thorne, apparently. She's like 19 years old.
What?
On Famous in Love and on Freeform.
Oh, I love that show.
I love that show too, but apparently Scott was out hanging out with her like at a bar or something. Like
that. That makes me upset. Excuse me, like, he's mine, so all these girls better get away from him.
Well, it's funny because he just keeps going for younger and younger women.
This is what I don't understand. I don't get it. Why?
I don't know.
Why? Even Courtney, like, why are they going for people that are so young? And, like, I get it. Go for, if you want to go for maybe, like, a, say, Scott. Oh, like, a 25-year-old, whatever. But why 19?
Maybe just because he can. I think he's honestly just one of those guys who just wants some tail.
What's the age difference between, how much younger is he than Courtney?
I think at least 10 years or more.
No.
She's 35-something, and he was, like, 22 or 24 or something like that.
Oh, so this isn't new for Courtney to go for younger guys.
Well, I mean, she's been seen with some younger guys. This is one of the younger ones. And
but
then apparently,
I mean from Scott.
Apparently she was seen with Justin Bieber a while back. And, like, they might have hooked up or something. But, yeah, she is kind of going for some younger guys. But I feel like Scott has been going for, like, 19-year-olds, barely legal people. Like, it's kind of a little crazy. Another thing I wanted to talk about was, so Jonathan, Kim's best friend, was at a club and at the Marquee Wednesday night, and Chris Humphreys, which is Kim's ex-husband, was there. And so it was apparently super awkward, and they were like trying to stay away from each other, but Chris Humphreys was there and Jonathan was there.
Oh my God.
And they were trying to like stay away from each other because, you know, obviously that dude was a total douchebag. Like, Chris was ridiculous. He was so dumb. Like, I could not stand him whenever he was on the show.
God, he was. And that didn't last long.
No, it did not.
Trying to find
it did not. But
difference.
That whole thing was crazy. But just knowing that they were in the same room, like, that would have been really funny if they would have filmed, like, a confrontation. But they don't want to drag Chris back into the picture because he's
like, you don't even want to give him the time of day. You don't even want him to get in the spotlight.
Because you know that's all he's wanting. He just wants to be in the spotlight and get back into things because, you know, he ain't got nothing else going on.
Wait, so I got that. Courtney is 36. Did I just mess that up? Jesus, I'm my brain today. 36? Yeah, she's 36. Okay. And then Scott is, oh my God, why does it keep trying to find his Wikipedia and I can't find it?
Scott is not much younger or older than her. I think they're very, very similar in age, but I don't know. I mean, to each his own, and at least they're dating people who are above 18, because if not, that would be, I mean, I wouldn't. He's 33.
Oh, no. They're only 3 years apart?
That's
I thought
crazy.
That he was a lot younger. Or
really?
I thought that now it says Courtney's 38.
I don't even know. We can't even keep up with her age. But do you have any, like,
yeah.
I guess, do you have anything in mind that you would like to see the show going forward? I guess this would be, like, our little small prediction segment.
This show, just everything is, you literally never know what's going to happen. So I'm just, I never, like, I'm always like, oh, we'll just see what happens.
I want to see more of Caitlyn because we have this intensity
yeah.
between them. And they're not talking right now because the book came out and she said some harsh things about how Robert Kardashian knew that OJ killed Nicole and that he did it out of spite to take the case to get back at Chris, who was with Bruce at the time, now Caitlyn. And so there's
yeah,
a lot of things
lot.
That apparently he said that really made the family uncomfortable and sad and mad at him or her. I mean, sorry. And I think that the whole thing, I feel bad for Kate. Like, I want her to be a part of the family. But then at the same time, I want her to realize that some of her actions need to be.
But who knows what the truth is?
Who knows?
Like,
maybe
seriously.
Kate is just being very honest and she's just like, this is what happened.
And then think about
it. Things like, that they were trying to hide. And now they're like, really? You just outed our secrets?
But think about it too. Like, it doesn't surprise me because the Kardashians like a little cult. Like, say that, you know, blood is that they always say, like, that's their blood, that's their mom. So they're going to all freaking, how many of them, 8 of them, whatever, are going to like take her side,
right?
Over,
I mean,
Caitlyn,
right?
Like, they're going to. So that's what's scary, is there's so much that goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood that we just
We'll never know.
It sounds so crazy. We're like, oh, she's making it up.
One person's word against.
Yeah. We're like, oh, she's making it up. But I'm like, those are very detailed things to make up. Like,
yeah.
that's a
like,
lot.
Like, who would go that far to make something like that up? Especially if you're if you were so close to the family. Like, it just seems very out there.
It just sucks that Robert's never going to be there to to tell us, you know?
Yeah. I know. I'm watching The People versus O.J. Simpson right now, and it's really intense. We see, like, some scenes with the girls, the Kardashians, and their father, and David Schwimmer does an amazing job portraying Robert Kardashian, but from what the show is, Robert really knew that O.J. was guilty, just the way that they portray it, but, I mean, I've watched, to have known.
I've watched some documentaries, too, like, I couldn't really get into that series, but it's more of just the documentaries, and there was tapes that, like, basically I was watching it was tapes that never aired, and they're like, this entire thing will change your outlook on everything, and it was just like, the evidence they had against him, it was just so obvious that he did it.
It's so obvious.
Like, I fully believe that. Like, I know this is like a totally different story in my opinion, but I do, because
I really do too. I haven't even watched the entire series yet, but I'm like, he did it.
But did you see, because when his face, like when you watched OJ's face and Robert, like they zoom in on Robert Kardashian's face, he was just like
when what?
When the verdict was that he's not guilty. Look at Robert's face. He was just like, yeah. And that's why it's like, I'm not going to say that he wasn't a good person. Like, we can't go
and
that.
And he got wrapped up in it. Like,
but, like, how, I could never defend someone that I knew was guilty. I could never do it. How could you? Nope. That's another case.
That's a whole other show.
But it's so detailed that I'm like, I get drawn into it.
Me too.
But I'll try to find that and send it to you.
Definitely, the documentary. But I cannot wait for next week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Personally, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be in Missouri visiting my family, and I'm so excited. But I think from what I've heard, you guys are going to be taking a break next week because of the holiday. And then the next week, you guys will come back and recap 2 episodes.
Yep.
And I'll still be gone. But then the next week, I'll be here. But I might send in a video and say hi to you guys during the show. But we love you guys so much.
Of course. We appreciate you guys so much for loving us.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. But sound off in the comments. Let us know what you think of this episode, and talk to us in the comments below. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Follow us on social media. Talk to us. We love chatting with you guys. You guys are amazing. And if you're wanting to follow AfterBuzz TV, follow them everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. And Justine, where can they follow you?
That was just so beautifully like I just love that. You can follow me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine. You can follow me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33. I'm the most active on Instagram, I'd say.
Instagram.
Because, like, I do makeup, and I love pictures. That sounds like vain. Like, it's not like I love pictures of myself. Well, I just love looking at pictures. It's just,
we're very visual people.
Yeah, you know? So I just love it. Like, yeah. Twitter, to me, I'll just start typing. I'm like, does anybody really care? Like, I just walked into the store. Like, does anybody really care? No. So I was like, at least if I do a decent picture, sure, it's like worth someone looking at.
Right, exactly. But you guys can follow me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. That's Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And you can follow me on Snapchat under Crazy Coda. Also, you can make sure to check out season 2 of my talk show, Millennial Hollywood, on the Popcorn Talk, starting June 2nd at 10 a.m. I've got 2 of the cast members from Stitchers from Freeform coming in.
Ooh.
And so it was really going to be a fun episode for you guys to check out. It's Damon Dayoub and Ritesh Rajan. So make sure you check it out. We love you guys, and we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.